mad that you had to get caught. That's not like you to lose face. So sad that you're not as smart as you thought you were in the first place.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And as I said, today is official Greed Day here on Money Matters in honor of Bernard Madoff. And I cannot think of a better guest to have than Conan Nomarado, who is a man who knows through investigation, not participation, about greed. Kono, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
It's a pleasure to have you on, and I have been reading a lot about what you have been accomplishing. And our subject matter today is UBS in particular, because the IRS has gone after them, and you are a former IRS Director of Professional Responsibility. Let me just say that right now we are seeing a lot of publicity about UBS and that particular bank being used as a tax haven rather illegally. So they had to fess up and come up with a lot of money, did they not?
Yes, they did. Yeah, they had to come up with $780 million.
Now, in turn, what was the accusation, Kono, about what they did wrong?
They were aiding and abetting U.S. taxpayers to evade their personal income tax obligations.
And what people were doing is they were just putting money in foreign banks. Now, this has gone on forever. We've always heard about what the Germans certainly did and what people did with Swiss banks. Now, all of a sudden, the IRS is coming down. Is this something new, or is this has this been in the works for quite some time?
Well, they've always been interested in offshore foreign bank accounts. But recently, a couple of developments have occurred that has enabled the U.S. government to penetrate the veil of secrecy. Number one, there was a very, very substantial U.S. taxpayer on the West Coast in California who got caught in his own personal income tax evasion case, and in order to help himself at a sentencing, had to cooperate and disclose his activities with certain financial bankers. That led to the arrest of one banker, Bradley Birkenstock, who immediately started cooperating with the U.S. government. So they were able to get into areas that they previously were not able to get into before.
What is it, Kono Nomarado, about the Swiss banks that makes it easy for people to shield their money from taxes? And also, what's in it for the Swiss banks?
Well, fees, capital. That's what's in it for the Swiss bank. What's in it for the U.S. government, the U.S. taxpayer, is a U.S. taxpayer, of course, is required to pay income taxes on his worldwide income. And this is a way of concealing, keeping them offshore, relying on the Swiss bank secrecy laws, hoping that the government will that the funds that you're earning in this Swiss account will never come to the attention of the U.S. government.
Okay, so it's really it's not tax. It is not tax avoidance, it's tax evasion, which is the critical issue here.
Clearly, it is tax evasion, which is a criminal offense in the United States.
Okay. Now, all of a sudden, we're talking about the IRS going after these dollars rather seriously, and we're talking about what kind of money, Kono?
Well, Senator Levin seems to think it's about $1 billion a year in untaxed funds that is being earned in these accounts. I don't know. I don't know if that's a guesstimate on his part. I don't think anybody knows. In a late court filing a couple of weeks ago, the U.S. government contends that there are 52,000 U.S. account holders. Now, that's a lot of taxes, a lot of account holders generating a lot of income. If untaxed, would be contributing to our U.S. tax gap here in our country. I can understand completely why the Internal Revenue Service and Department of Justice is very interested in this area of investigation.
Now, Kono, I would also suspect there are other countries that are doing this. Liechtenstein comes to mind, Andorra. There are other countries besides Switzerland that are doing this. Is the IRS going after them as well?
Not yet.
Okay, but that is on the temporary shelf here.
Clearly, they have focused in on Liechtenstein. There's no doubt about that, okay? So Liechtenstein and Switzerland, they are very active in those two countries. But other tax havens like St. Kitts, Nevis, Jersey, Anguilla, the Bahamas, there's a lot going on there that the government is not yet actively investigating.
We have about a minute left, Kono. It would seem to me that these other countries and these other banks, seeing that UBS got fined, Bloomberg said $780 million, or they settled for $780 million, it would seem to me these other countries would be forthcoming and say to the United States and the IRS in particular, hey, you better come and take a look at us because we don't want to pay $780 million. Are they ready to turn over names?
Switzerland or the other countries?
Any of the other countries. Is this now going to be an open box for the U.S. to go and investigate because the banks do not want to pay these fines?
I really think that bank secrecy, as we had previously known it, is over.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing anymore of a country that can guarantee a depositor that he or she will not have, that their accounts will not be disclosed to the IRS.
Well, Kono, I couldn't agree with you more, and it's certainly going to help the U.S. citizens who are paying their fair share of taxes. If anybody wants to find out more or speak with Kono Namorado or go to the website, his law firm is Kaplan's with a C, C-A-P-L-I-N, and Drysdale. They're in Washington, D.C. Is there a website, Kono?
My email address is crn@capdale.com.
CRN as in Nancy at capdale.com. Have a safe trip wherever you're headed. Thanks for being on our show, okay. Kono Namorado.